rather be
everyone. This is Neveli, and you are listening to Fast and Loose on 91.5 WFMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned. We will have actually another guest star coming today. We'll have Nate joining us, and then we'll have another special guest star. So that is something you absolutely don't want to miss. So stay tuned with us, and I will be back soon. In the meantime, enjoy Lost Without Your Love by Bread, in honor of Bread.
me right to Jackson.
Trying to talk, maybe like a podcast would. That's what this music is giving, is a podcast-like voice. You know how they talk like this? I am so blessed and honored to be joined today by two incredible, beautiful, amazing guests. If I could turn their mics on. I have joining me here. Actually, you know what? Why don't you introduce yourself? Okay, over here to my right. Tell me, just give me, you micromanaging over there?
No, I'm just looking, because I was seeing if I could hear myself.
Can you hear this?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear yourself?
Let me turn down the music just a little bit. Yeah, let's keep it testing. I don't know.
Okay.
Talk again.
Hello, squirrel 787.
I hear you.
Okay,
great.
Great. Well, all the mics are on, so.
All right. I'll introduce myself.
Yes, please. Tell us whatever you want.
And I had a lot of strange dreams last night because I took melatonin. Ooh. And I was really out. And then I woke up at 4:30, and then I woke up at 7:15, like a minute before my alarm went. A singular ding.
Oh, it that's a bummer.
I love how, like, number one, alarms in your brain, you're like, I don't trust this thing at all.
Yeah.
And so I gotta wake up if this is all gonna happen. I gotta wake up because I'm gonna get the one singular ding, or like the one time, the AM, PM. I've had my same alarm clock for probably 15 years, and the AM, PM, I just like don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, and a lot of the numbers and stuff have like worn off. So you just like have to know what dot, just in the darkness it is. Yeah.
It's intuition.
It's true. Shout out to everybody out here waking up.
And
yeah.
Tell me, Becca, why are you here?
I was born in 2003.
Wow.
Yeah. To two parents.
I feel like I'm
a man
there.
And a woman.
I feel like I'm there. Transport.
A man and a woman.
Wow.
What was the weather on that day?
It was balmy, humid.
Whoa.
And
don't like that word.
There was moisture in the air.
You know
and
what?
And
Really quick, actually, I'm going to cut you off.
Okay.
Nev also has podcast face to match podcast voice. I just want everybody outside out there to know that.
I just heard that my niece is listening this morning in the car. I just want to give a shout out to my niece. Hey, my niece.
Hey, niece.
The reason I thought about it is because you said balmy. And she's gotten into chapstick recently.
Yep. I know that face.
But she calls it her crab stick. And she like sticks out her hip really far to always put it in her pocket. And then 5 seconds later, pulls it back out again. And she does the thing that like men do where they don't move the chapstick. They move their whole head, you know?
It's insane to do otherwise. I just wanted to advocate for myself that it is an insane thing to do otherwise.
But anyways, back to you, Becca.
What do I have to say?
You were telling us about the day of your birth.
Oh, I mean, that's really all.
Oh, that
really
was all the details.
I wasn't in the hospital. I was surrounded by squirrels, and they started to play with my hair.
Wow.
And I learned their language, and they made me a bed of acorns, which was very uncomfortable.
Are you a Disney princess?
No.
A villain?
There's never been a story.
Wow. I love it. All right, let's turn to you, Nate. Welcome, Nate.
Hello.
How was your midnight?
This last midnight?
Yeah.
I was awake. Oof. I was watching the, I was in post-game mode, as you guys know, and I know that both of you guys follow the Stillers, you know, pretty closely. Big Monday night
Stillers,
game.
Like Ben? Ben? Like, Stiller?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I follow him.
Yeah, big game against the Giants last night, you know, a W in the Berg. So I had to stay up and watch that, and then I was texting my mom, who we talk about the game together.
New York Giants reference in Madagascar. When was the last time you guys saw Madagascar?
Zero
That's
times.
In the background right now. It's like...
Is this Stereo Lab?
Yeah.
This is Stereo Lab.
This is why I was... It at first was giving podcasts, now it's giving, like, we might be in a futuristic jungle. So, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, go on.
In Madagascar, they refer to those larger animals as the New York Giants. How funny is that?
And you're like, slam dunk!
Yeah,
football!
It made me laugh very much.
That's what I'm talking about. They sneak those in for the adults, you know, as I hear.
So, oh, Madagascar, the movie.
Yeah.
I was like, when did you go to Madagascar?
Oh,
like,
no. I've not been.
That was really long.
I have not been.
Most of the world's vanilla comes from Madagascar.
Yeah, I did know that, unfortunately.
Damn, right there. Yeah. Unfortunately, I did know that.
It's the fact is unfortunate, or it's unfortunate that you knew that?
The fact is unfortunate.
I see.
Because that encourages me to do that again. Of like, hey, did you know that like Madagascar and Greenland are like... similar sizes, but because of like map stuff distortions, that it like they look like Greenland looks huge.
And who told you that?
Just like Wikipedia. Yeah.
Wikipedia from the source itself. Wow. Well, we're gonna return back to some music. I just want to thank you, Becca and Nate, for coming in today. That is the end of Nevely in the driver's seat. I am going to be passing it off to Nate. So enjoy these last few minutes of my voice. I love you all.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, hey, so the deal is that, like, Nev's gonna take an L real quick. Is that cool with you?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can. All right, just lay down on the ground.
No, I'm gonna, I'm still gonna be here. I'm not gonna take as much airtime as I usually do, which I know. I'm so sorry, Anton. Anton, I'm so sorry.
Anton's listening. He texted me this morning.
I know, yeah. And I'm sorry.
Anton's our one listener.
Hi, yeah, yeah. Anton.
That's good. Anton, yeah. This is Bex.
Oh, it's so nice Emily's to meet you.
I think you would. I think you would like Anton. Anton's like a real. Anton's a real. We actually made a reference to. We watched
not
a show.
Using an adjective there.
He's
just
a real.
A real
he's a real. Well, it was. The joke that I have with Anton a lot of times is like, dude, you got to go get it, you know, and like it is never defined. And so it's just like, man, I got to wake up and go to the store and just get it.
Yeah.
And that's like a...
You do.
Yeah. And one does, you know. So anyway, I got three rules of... Is the music too loud?
Slightly.
Okay. Here we go. How's that?
Yeah.
That's good?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good.
You can hear yourself?
Yes.
Great. All right. Three rules. So do you Halloween costumes? Is that...
And I have.
Okay. You going to do one this year?
Yeah, I'm going to try my best.
Okay. I'm not trying to have you reveal it, but do you have rules around the Halloween costume? Or is it purely like dictated by...
Feel good, have fun.
Feel good, have fun. Okay. So feel good is one of mine.
Uh-huh.
I have had some terrible Halloween costumes in my life.
Like politically incorrect?
No. I think ones that were like tremendously uncomfortable, ones that people didn't get.
Leather morph suit.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah. I had one that it was just like, this was as a child I decided the comfort rule had to be in effect. It was, I was an alien, which was just like black shirt, black pants, and an alien mask.
Yeah.
And then you realize you can't wear the alien mask for any length
yeah,
of time. No
you
mask.
You just can't see or breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one. So comfort is
no
like
mask.
out the gate. Comfort, obviously, like loosely defined for whoever wants to, but like a mask, I actually extend that to if you have to hold anything to make your costume make sense, that's tough too.
I don't like that either.
Because you need your hands.
I feel like should just, all I want is like my body and the costume just speak for itself.
Exactly.
As little accessories as possible.
So that's the other, speak for itself, I think is a big one. You got to make sure that your costume makes sense. Or at least can be understood by, I'm going to go ahead and say at least a third of the people. Because the problem is that I've dressed up as things where people have no idea what you are. And then they're just like, hey, that's cool, I guess. You know, like, that's awesome. I went one year. This is a sick costume and I stand by it, but it was tough. This is where the rule came from. I went as the way that the genre post-rock makes me feel. And so I was wearing like a suit, but I had
serious?
Like a black eye and like I had like fake blood. It was like a guy. Yeah, well, I was in a very eclectic group of people. Anton, if you're listening, please call in 855-915-9636. I was in an eclectic group of people that had sort of heard me say, I feel like every time I listen to Do Make Say Think, it's like I'm wearing a suit and I got beat up in an alleyway, but things are okay.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
That's been the vibe. That I've like basically had.
Oh, like,
yeah.
Oh, hey, dude, you look like the way that post-rock makes you feel.
Exactly. And then so I had been laying this out there in sort of the September, October timeframe, and then I was
you
like,
laid the foundation.
I'm gonna roll into this party wearing this, and it's gonna be great.
I disagree.
But what? That's it. Nev has gotten up off the floor. She was hacking and coughing up. All over the place,
around.
And now has come up and has said no.
All that I want to say is that's how you find the right friends. Is you go as niche as you want, and then when you find the one person who says, "Dude, what you're wearing, that's how punk rock makes you feel," then you know, I have found maybe the one.
Yeah.
Not even just a best friend. Maybe you found your soulmate, and you didn't even know it. Like I think that this is the next step beyond. Online dating.
Have
is
you ever yeah.
niche costuming.
Have you ever had someone go up to you and ask you to marry them? Like besides your fiance?
Oh.
This is to you too, Nate.
Oh, anybody ever asked me to marry them?
Yeah.
Like in a legit way?
In a legit way.
Like they like have one interaction with you and they're like, I think I want to marry you.
Mm.
No, I hear, see, here's what I hear about myself, is that I don't make a strong first impression, but I grow on you.
Mm.
So, no. Mm. After first meeting, people don't generally want to marry me. What about
or
you,
Or they're
Max?
Quiet about it. No.
Maybe. No. Yeah, what about you, Nate? Has anybody ever just been like, marry me?
No, I don't think that's ever happened.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah. I dressed up as this guy one time. Speaking of Halloween costumes, I did this.
Oh.
I was him. I was this guy. I'm pointing to the video for LCD Sound System's All My Friends, and James Murphy is dressed up.
Yeah.
Again, suit. Maybe see if, I think a little further on here, he's got more of a, you can see what he's looked like. Yeah, so here's what he's dressed at. I was this. One person got it. It was Anton. So that's, you're right.
We love you,
when you
Anton.
Talk about finding friends. I was dressed up like this. It was also really kind of awkward because I like had to go, I had a couple things to do that night, one of them being serious. And so I had to just be like, I'm wearing this like suit and this is just like a deal, you know, because I have this like yeah. Ziggy Stardust type look about me. Anyway, last one. This is the most important one. You have to, this is the rule that just is, do yourself some favors. Now, this is a rule that I came up with based on my friend Scott Sutton, friend of the show. Every year, he would go as an extremely realistic zombie. Extremely realistic zombie.
Uh-huh.
And he was great at makeup.
That's hard.
He was great at everything. And it was, like, insanely good. Problem was, at whatever function you were at, you didn't want to look at him. You didn't even want to be near him. Because it was, like, really creepy. Like, he had a really realistic eye hanging out of his face.
What?
Yes. Where it's, like, he'd be sitting there and he'd be like, hey, man, did you see the Steelers game last night? And I'm like, I can't look at you. Like, I can't, I don't, I am actually legitimately
it's
freaked
too
out.
Real.
Exactly.
Too successful.
So that's the do yourself some favors rule, which is, like, go get the costume right, but don't go so far into it that it's just going to be really hard for, like, anybody to sort of deal with the things. Does that make sense?
It's like also like if you have like a really wide like cage skirt or something 100%. That no one can literally just get near you.
100%.
Practicality.
Or giant.
See your face at all.
Yes, that was one. So when I was in college, this is going to date myself. Do you know the song Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO? Big song. Big song at that time. The guy in the video with the head that has a box on it.
Yeah.
Insanely popular costume. Especially amongst people who like kind of could dance, because it was like, hey, I'm gonna dance in the video like the guy.
Uh-huh.
And it was tough because like you'd have three of those at a party and you're like, I got no, because then if you take it off, it's impossible to know what it was. So
yeah.
And then you got to hold the box head or else someone's gonna steal it and put it on, and it's like, oh, there's the Statue of Liberty, but it's got the box head, you know.
Do you have suspenders?
Do I have suspenders? No.
Okay,
I have a question.
Great. Wow, you sound worse and worse.
I don't.
It's great.
It
like each time you cut in here, you sound worse.
I do have a question. You guys ever shown up to a party thinking it was a costume party and then it was not?
Ooh, Legally Blonde
fact,
style?
A costume party? Yeah.
I feel like my entire life is that.
Oh, interesting.
I tend to get the really wrong idea about how to dress for something.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever. I don't know if you've ever talked to Molly about that, but there's a lot of times where I'm like, I think this is like a really formal thing when we gotta like dress up, and she's like,
"Oh, that would drive me literally out of my mind."
Literally,
I think that might be my number one pet peeve if my significant other did that.
So like,
like genuinely.
But the thing is
so
that
made you overdressed or underdressed?
Yes,
or both?
Yes. You know what I hate? I would rather show up underdressed than overdressed to something.
Complete opposite. I think my fear is
really?
Under. My I'm fear is under. Yeah, my fear is underdressed.
Like, cause why not? Like. Why not just look good anyway?
Bam.
Unless it's like a wedding or like, but you know the dress code for those things.
Actually, here's the thing. For weddings, I tend to zag as much as I possibly can away from like suit and tie. Like I'm wearing ascots now. I think I'm like five or six.
Okay.
Nev coughed and rolled her eyes. That's going to hurt your eyes. All right. That's going to.
They're going to pop out.
That's really bad.
I did it into my elbow. So I don't know how you saw that.
She was leaning back. No, I saw because I knew the reaction it would elicit. So I was looking for it. This the like you were
you
leaning
were, you
back.
The, you had the side
head
eye going
into the
to
thing
see.
And I roll. Oh, gosh, that was. That made my day.
Anyways, let me tell my story because I brought this question up for a reason. It's not actually a story, but your zombie story
you know, reminded me of it. In seventh grade, I was invited to a Halloween party, and in my head, the last few years, it had always been like, oh, this is like a costume party for like friends. And this was like, I was at a private school at the time, and I didn't realize that this time when I got invited, it was like literally like a TV show where you showed up and it was like a cool kids thing where they're like, no, we're actually going to be like drinking. No, we're not. No. We're going to be drinking orange juice and watching scary movies. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's not what I did last year with my fifth grade public school friends. You know what I mean?
What are your, you were dressed up as what?
A zombie.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I had the full makeup and everything, and yeah. I showed up the only one in costume. Luckily, none of the girls were, like, very, you know, kind about it. But the mom was like, oh, honey, let me clean you up in the bathroom. Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't like, great costume, honey. She was like, let's take off your costume.
This is like the opposite of the Anton situation.
Yes. Correct, yeah. Correct.
I'd say, maybe I'm just learning here, zombie... Tough in all scenarios.
Tough one to fall.
Just the tough. It's, you think it's going to be great, The Walking Dead, all that kind of stuff. But I just think nobody wants a zombie around. Mm. Maybe I don't. Is this too much? Is this too much of a limb?
No. I don't think so.
Okay, that's good. All right, we're gonna go to some music.
Yeah.
We'll talk about some stuff.
How does the playlist situation work?
We can still talk about it. It is supposed to be playing right now, and it's not, so. Uh-oh. It just isn't. No, it's like vamp here. Favorite Halloween costume you've ever had? That you've ever felt like I did it, you know? I'm going to go ahead and mute Nev over there. It's good ambiance for the studio, no doubt. But, you know, just a real bummer. Just a real bummer. Just.
I don't know. I never prioritize my Halloween costume. So it's never like something that I really am proud of. It's usually just something that I throw together. But when I was in elementary school, I would do matching costumes with my best friend every year. And actually not every year, but sometimes. And her mom did our makeup. We were like skeleton people. And we had like this full, like the white face with the black contour.
Oh,
and
yeah,
all of that.
Yeah. That is cool.
It was really cool. But I think if I can pull off David Bowie in the 60s for this weekend.
That's the dream.
This
is just like the straight up dream.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're good. I think we fixed it. There it is. Great.
Oh, I have a...
Is it wrong to understand? inside a man. What's it like to be alone? I like a bit to up alone. Myself out of the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself into the tomb, and then again once more. I dance myself out of the womb. I dance myself out of. Strange to dance so soon. I dance myself out of the womb.
She walks through her sunken dream to the seats with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the law, man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow, and now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man,
Hey, we're back in here in the studio talking about loud coughs and about how everyone loves them and that you got nothing to worry about. Anyway, so what I need you to do is, see that binder right there?
Yep.
We got Bex here in the studio. We need you to read one of those.
Okay.
Anyone you can choose. A lot of them have, that's a really cool bear that somebody drew on the top there.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to read the bear. It is a cool
I don't know what the, bear one says. Is it like a warning against bears? These are all PSAs. We have to read one per show.
Okay.
All different kinds. Also, some have been in there for a million years. Some just got in there. The further you go, the less likely you are to find one that like I've ever even heard of.
Okay, good. I'll go all the way back.
Here you go. It's got to be, if it's an event, just make sure it's like not from 2003. You know,
this is good for college radio, I think. Very applicable.
Okay.
High school dropout prevention. Boost. 30. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. Actually, that one's kind of boring.
And that might be a 30 seconds. It's a 30-second ad is what that means.
Oh.
Yeah.
Space. Ugh.
That's a good one.
Fine. Okay.
Yes.
Space heater safety tips. Seasonal. November to March.
Okay. Well, forgive us for reading it in October. It's cold today.
I forgive myself.
That's great. That's a good way to be. You got to do that. That's a big step. That's a big step. That's right. That's exactly right. That's all. It's one of the hardest things to do.
Especially when the stakes are high.
Exactly. Oh my God. Sweating.
Okay. Can I just get to it?
Let's do it.
Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. You've heard of the wildfires in Massachusetts?
Yes.
You've smelt them?
Oh, yeah.
We don't want that.
No.
In particularly, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, and things like this binder containing announcements, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety reminded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Ooh, that was great. With also, too, with the like with the ad lib in the middle.
Yeah.
That was like, I don't know if you're going to many like basketball games, you know, but like. A common thing is to be like, you can't make a shot. I can make that shot, you know?
Mm.
And it's like you're in the crowd being like, I can make that shot. And then they like throw you the ball and then you just like sink it, you know? Like it's just no big deal.
Is that what I did?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Wow.
Because usually it's like you're reading something like that, especially, I mean, have you done radio or podcasts or any of that stuff?
No.
Okay, yeah. The idea, like when you talk and you hear yourself and that's sort of jarring for
people. I was slowing it down, speeding it up.
Yeah. But in the middle there where you're like, hey, relevant topic.
Uh-huh.
This entire like city's covered in smog right now.
Yeah, covered in smoke.
Yeah.
You smell it.
Yeah. That was there was like an impromptu neighbor meeting on my street yesterday morning when we all came out and I was like, "Oh, hey, Jim." I have three neighbors named Jim. Sufficient to just say one, just say Jim once.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all just literally like all just instinctively met in the middle of the road. And I was like, "I've done it. I'm an adult." You know?
Yeah.
Like it's
the only time I've experienced that is when the clouds were crazy in front of my house at home and like
ooh, yeah.
Five people went out into the middle of the street and just like looked at them and it was nice.
That's kind of like I the same feeling of like a snow day or something. It's just something that like pauses everything and you're just like the first human I see, we gotta share this.
You look at that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we were all waking up doing our normal thing and then here we are. So here we go. Got about 10 minutes left here on the show. It's been a heck of a time having you here. What have been your reflections right now on this entire experience?
I think it's been fun. I want to listen to which was the WFW WMFO. I always mess it up. More, so that I can hear more silly ramblings.
That's like what we have.
That's what
TK
that's
show
what
is not silly ramblings. He's got
TK's getting down to business.
It's like music. I'm looking at his playlist right here. It's amazing. It's music you would you might otherwise miss. But it is like truly like if you like indie rock, I mean it's
yeah, we need that.
No one combs through the archives better. Versus like this show, which is like, yeah, maybe you're gonna hear some songs, but also you're gonna hear some like strange opinions on coughing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, call in. We got a little bit of time here. If anybody wants to be like, hey, I love the way that people cough, especially if it's like gruff or like quiet. I think the point that Nev wanted to make here is that some people cough loud, and then some people don't. I don't think that that's true.
Well, the real pet peeve, in my opinion, is if you don't cover your cough.
Yeah, no, cover your cough.
I hate that.
And are you doing, are you here with the arm?
As far into the elbow, like, that's, like as if you're sneezing.
I've got kids now, and that's they do that instinctively because that's what they teach them in school.
So good.
I was like a hand cougher, and it doesn't make any sense.
No.
No, but I am. I'm back on it. I can't hear you. What?
Like Dracula.
Oh, like Dracula. Nev here from downtown, from all the way across Medford, is telling us that if you were Dracula and you had a cape on, you could swing that cape around, cough into the cape.
I think people should call in and tell us what item of clothing you think should be worn more often, like a cape or a cloak. Or, like, long stockings or, like, bell sleeves.
You're naming a lot of things I got a lot of time for. I'm serious. I think the number one is, like, the robe cloak.
Yes.
I think that, especially in the winter.
Yes.
Like, just a big old, because I've got a couple, like, just bathrobes. One of them is, like, really thick. And when you wake up in the morning and I just put that on over my pajamas, it is like I'm impervious to the cold. You know? And then I lament that the only thing I can do is, like, you know, take my garbage out or something. Because as soon as I, like, leave my area of the sidewalk, I'm like, because it is. Because I do have, this last year, I did, like, finally do the thing where I got, like, a nicer jacket. And it's, like, a longer sort of, like a peacoat style jacket. And I was like, this is so warm. Like, this is so much better than, like, a sort of a bomber jacket or whatever else, you know.
Yes.
And they look good.
Yes.
It's like the robes, like the big robes. I think that should come back.
Uh-huh.
Or like a riding cape.
A riding cape? Like, I'm thinking like Hogwarts kind of robes.
Yes.
Like real enveloping.
Yeah, I'm thinking like Ichabod Crane, you know, like you walk out into Salem and you're like, I need to, but I no sleeves.
No
I'm
sleeves.
Saying like, I'm
no
saying, sleeves. And then doesn't it have like a strap over the shoulder that you can clip? There's something like
well,
that
you
it keeps.
Tie the front.
Oh, you tie the you front. Tie the okay. Front. Because I don't like, that's the thing I don't like about capes, is that if it's riding back and it's getting your neck a little bit, I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to. Maybe like clips on the shoulders. Mm. You know, maybe you could wear it like a backpack.
You've got a design around that.
There it is. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. But like a big thick cape. And like, you know, we forget, especially in this part of the world, during the winter, people just sort of like, staying warm was like, that was issue number one.
Yeah, and we need to bring out more expressive winter stuff.
Yes.
Because it gets so gray. And like, I'm wearing all gray today, and I was like, I'm really not doing anything to help.
But I'm saying expressive, not in the way, I would say, like, you know how, like, in golf culture, there's like a lot
probably
of these.
Not.
Well, no, but I'm saying, you've seen certainly, like, you know, I've got these, like, teal pants and these, like, you know, like, it's.
You're overestimating.
No, I say, I don't play golf either. And that. This is, I'm being, like, derisive of this situation.
Wow.
I know, yeah, this is bad.
Wow.
But like,
okay.
In the same way, like ski culture is like, hey, I'm gonna have this like super pink and yellow shirt, like jacket, but it's not gonna be cool pink and yellow. It's gonna be like, I don't know, it's gonna be very like the color is going to be both muted and very loud at the
okay.
same time. Do you know what I'm talking about?
And what are you building towards here?
I'm building towards in the 80s, like a snowsuit that was like a teal snowsuit with like a giant shock of pink stripe that goes from the top, like from the top to the bottom,
like a LaCroix.
Exactly. Bottle. Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 That was just like that's what sort of is getting churned out, as opposed to like hey, yeah, this is technically not a color that's like white or black or red, but it is like still, I don't know. It's like a chance to be, I'll go back to the example of golf. It's a chance to be like creative within a very specific type of boundary mm-hmm. that I am like, I want to break out of that boundary immediately, you know? Mm-hmm. I like, last time I went skiing, a guy was dressed as a wizard.
Yeah.
And it was great. And his poles were staves. Like, it just continued
and
up.
Nothing is really truly stopping us from that.
Exactly. Except for, you know, my own fear. Yeah. The same thing that was like, I asked you guys earlier about the shoes that I'm wearing. That mm-hmm. I'm like, I just need an opinion about these. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much got the opinion that I sort of anticipated, which is just like, eh, you know, like it's
the same as like walking around with a walking stick.
Yeah.
Like one that you found in the forest.
Yeah, that's true.
Like those shoes aren't an expression of your inner.
No, they're just like the shoes that were there. Yeah. And I'm like, maybe I'll just wear these, you know? Great. Well, thanks for listening to Fast and Loose. I think that's going to...
Is that what you call it?
That's the name of the show, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is it... What's that? That's the name of the show. It's Fast and Loose. It was for a second there. It was called Production and Consumption.
I don't like that as much.
It was trying to be a little bit podcasty. Like, I was trying to be like, what's the... you know, what are we making and what are we consuming? You know, that's, but no, it's Fast and Loose, which is an engineering term for like, you did a bad job.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Aw.
It's like, if you're going in, it's like, I guess we're just going to go into this thing fast and loose and just like hope for the best. Yeah, exactly. Great. Thanks, Bex.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks, listeners. Love you all.
Hey, thanks, Nev. Survive,
hey,
all
thanks,
right?
Thanks, Nev.
Survive. She's blown a kiss to you, the listeners. We all love you. Thanks for listening to Fast and Loose on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Music you might otherwise miss with TK is up next. See you out there.